After Tuesday night's game went into the early morning hours of Wednesday, the Pirates and the Braves back at it. We pick it up at the top of the ninth inning, Atlanta protecting a 5-3 lead, but the bases are loaded for the Pirates. Jose Ramirez on for the Braves, facing Jose Osuna.
Line drive, left side, base hit, pass to diving Swanson. One run is in, two runs will score, and the game is tied.
And the pitch to Ngope. Hit off the fist, a little looper down the right field line. That's going to be trouble. It's going to be extra bases. Ngope headed in the second. He's got a stand-up double. As McCutchen crosses the plate, the Pirates take a 6-5 lead. And here's the pitch to Harrison. Hit hard to left field. That's going to score Ngope. And headed to the plate is Frazier. So the Pirates keep the line moving. Harrison with a single picks up two RBIs, and now it's 8-5 Pittsburgh. Set, deliver, change up, hit high in the air to left center field. On the move is Inciarte. He's at the wall. He's out of room as the ball is out of the park. A home run for Freeze. Scoring will be Harrison. Scoring will be Freeze. And this one has been busted wide open. And the pitch hit high in the air to left field and deep. Matt Kemp going back. He'll stop and watch. This one is into the night. Back-to-back homers, and it's 11-5. And Osuna now with a 3-RBI night. In the air to center field. Going back is Inciarte. He is back. It is gone. It's three in a row. Back to back to back. And it's 12-5.
The Pirates hit back-to-back-to-back home runs for the first time since September of 2013 in a come-from-behind 12-5 win in 10 innings over the Braves. Adam Frazier goes 2-for-2, drives in 3 runs, scores 3, and walks 4 times. He's hitting .370. He became the first Pirates leadoff man with at least 3 walks and 2 hits, including a home run, since Barry Bonds did it back in May of 1988. The Braves get a good start from Julio Teheran, but they can't finish it as they lose in 10 innings, 12-5 for the Pirates. Here's Atlanta manager Brian Snitker.
Yeah, that was good. You know, after the home run, he settled in and, you know, was really good and put himself, with a chance to win the game. So I thought it was really good, actually. I mean, it was an 0-2 pitch. He didn't get where he wanted. That kid's a really good hitter. And but after that, I mean, he was really good.
This is a night where you want to stay away from Viz and JJ.
Viz and JJ. I mean, it was just emergency only, and JJ had been, I think, 6 out of 8, and Viz 4 out of 5. I mean, it's just, this is a good thing that they're, you know, getting to pitch a lot. It means you're doing good. And at some point in time, and the other guys did great. I mean, it was, you know, we couldn't get that last out in the ninth, but, you know, some other guys came in, did a really good job holding the game in check, and, you know, we score, have a big inning, and there's a lot of positives. Just, that last out in the night was tough to come by.
You know, on those positives, you got some key 2-out RBI base hits, guys falling behind on the count, but coming, going with the pitch and coming up
yeah,
big.
Yeah, no, it was big. I mean, some really big hits, and it was, a lot of good till, in the very end.
With Ramirez, that's an opportunity for him to grow as well.
Yeah, he was the fresh one down there. He's been doing a great job, and that ninth inning's a little different animal. I mean, it's till you've experienced it, and it'll be, it was a good opportunity for him to experience that because he's been pitching well enough that I had confidence in him to go out there and steal the game.
Julio goes out there the other day, works on the mound. He just looked that much more comfortable.
He looked good. Yeah, he did. He looked good. I mean, like I say, other than the one pitch, I thought he was, really, really good. And gotten a little roll there put himself in a position to win the game.
I know it's not his normal position, but Peterson kind of seemed to struggle a little bit at short.
Well, I know, but he's played really good at shortstop. I mean, in the days that he's spelled Dansby, he's had, done them really well and he's had a couple of tough plays.
Comforting that after the way this played out at the end, you don't really have to wait too long to get back on the field.
No, that's for sure. Take a nap and we'll be back here.
Julio Teheran giving him a good start. He goes 6 innings, no earned runs, strikes out 6, but is no decision. Here's Teheran on his Wednesday start against the Pirates.
It was a lot better. I feel pretty good, other than mistake that I made. It cost me two runs, but you know, staying in the game, that was the most important thing. And I give the, my team the chance to come back and score some runs, and I think that's that was big.
On the mistake, where were you trying to put that pitch? Where did you?
Well, I wanted to go in, and I think it was up and in. It was up, but it wasn't that in. But you know, he got the hands pretty quick, and he got he hit it pretty fast.
What felt much more comfortable today, the off-speed stuff, or?
Well, I use more my fastball, pitching more with my fastball. I got a couple strikeouts with my fastball. That's something big. Whenever I get to work with my fastball and make the other pitches, you know, work better, and that's what I was able to do today. And I mean, me and Flo were pretty good. Like we always do it, and just kind of think of for the next one. And it was a tough one today, but you know, the team is pretty playing really good, so we're trying to keep that pace.
How much does Sunday's session kind of help you feel more comfortable starting the game? How much does Sunday's side session on the mound kind of help you today?
Well, it's working. I don't want to say that because I train on the mound. That's what I pitch good, but you know, just trying to get comfortable, and I think that was something big. And you know, we're going to the road. We're gonna get two outings there, and we're gonna come back, and we'll see how we're gonna do it.
On Thursday afternoon, Bartolo Colon takes the mound for the Braves against Pittsburgh's Ivan Nova in the series finale.